This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just have to spend a couple seconds here wishing my baby a happy birthday. Baby Brock turns 15 today. I know, I'm still carrying the baby weight. It's so hard because, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, Dahlia, you gotta lose some weight. Like, what's a baby weight? You know, I just had a baby. Oh, you did? Oh, how old's your youngest? 15. Yeah, 15 years old, my baby Brock. You know, Facebook has these memories, you know, where you know, you could see your memories from 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and 4 or 5, et cetera, 8, you know, however long you've been on Facebook. And so it looks like I made a post a while back about how Brock was the product of a night of Lord of the Rings role-playing. And I need to come clean. When I conceived my kids, we really weren't role-playing and pretending we were in Rivendell and Aragorn was taking me off on his horse and taking me into the forest and drugging me with that poppy plant. We really didn't, you know, do that. It was, you know, to have my kids, it was a very academic, unromantic. I can say that now. And in fact, I think my kids would prefer that. I mean, I know that. Don't embarrass your kids. Let them have the birthday without you talking about your, you know, conception and stuff. But no, I think, you know, why not be honest about it? In the movies, everybody acts like, oh my gosh, you know, the sex is like so wonderful. It's such a romantic night of passion. And then the baby is born. And that's not the way it gets done. So, you know, remember, I was in medical school. And when you're in medical school, first of all, you stink like a cadaver because you work with cadavers. Okay, so that already is a huge hindrance. But the thing is I was going to be a career woman. And I wanted to pop out a couple kids while being a career woman. Yes, I always wanted a career in show business, absolutely. But I was just trying to get to medical school. And I was trying to pass my boards and all that. So we calculated that if I got pregnant and I gave birth at the tail end of my third year in residency, we could make this work. But if I got pregnant before that, very difficult, because I would have a more difficult time finishing residency. And residency are the 3 years I had to do after medical school. You go to high school, then you go to college for 4 years, then you go to medical school for 4 years, and after that you get a degree, but then you have to go and do a residency, an internship, and then a residency. And so working 36-hour shifts back-to-back would not have been conducive for me to be pregnant. So I had to do it at the end of my residency, but now with student loans coming up, because once you finish school, you got to start paying back student loans, and my husband had student loans. I need to work and hustle. So that's not a good time to take off and have a baby. So I figured I could give birth 4 months before I graduate, which would then make my baby 4 months old, and then I could really hustle back into the workforce, okay? So in order to do that, it was June 4th, 1999. And Danny Gans, we had tickets to Danny Gans. Danny Gans may rest in peace. He was a gifted impressionist. So he would make impressions and he would sing in other people's voices. He was so, so talented. So my husband had tickets to this, and to Danny Gans. I'm like, but I got to get pregnant today. I calculated that's when I was ovulating. And he's like, well, let's go to the show, and then we'll just do it afterwards. All right. So all during the show, I was enjoying the show, but I'm like, I got to get pregnant tonight. I have got to get pregnant tonight. Well, luckily, we did. But again, it wasn't anything romantic. It was like, hurry up. you know, I got to go to work the next day. We got to get pregnant now. You got to make sure the sperm do what it, you know, does what it do, has to do. Right? I made sure I peed before I, and I know these are all wives' tales, but it worked. I made sure I went to the bathroom before. I lied on my back, which is basically the position I prefer anyway. And then I made sure that I got to also enjoy the act because I think that helps bring the sperm up to where it needs to go. And lo and behold, I get pregnant with Stone. It was amazing. So I get pregnant with Stone, I give birth to him at the end of February, and then 4 months later, even though I only had 2 weeks maternity leave, I kind of took him to work with me, and I was able to get through with him being a baby until I opened my practice. So, alright, so worked out okay. Now Brock, okay, so now we have to calculate giving Stone a brother. And I didn't want to have another kid. I'm like, I don't want to share the love. First of all, I'm so busy as it is, I feel like I barely see my kid, and now I'm going to bring another child into this world. I'm going to resent the second child because he's taking love away from, you know, the older one. I can't love anything more than I love Stone, all right? So one of my friends said she's going to have a second baby because she wants to make sure that her first isn't alone in this world later. And I was like, oh, so actually having a kid will help Stone. So Brock doesn't know this. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, we got to plan this out. I don't want them too far apart. I got work. I got this going on. I got the, you know, what's going on? You know, I thought my father was going to become sick soon, and I just had all these feelings. And so, okay, it was my son's birthday party, the first one, and we had his birthday party. It was like February 20-something, and I told my husband, it's got to be today. So after this kid's birthday party and Barney left the house, we waited for Barney to leave, not that Barney had anything to do with it. Boom. And then I was able to get pregnant with Brock by the grace of God and science. We, you know, it just, I didn't have to do in vitro or anything, but I mean, in terms of calculating when it was going to happen, thank God, boom, get pregnant with Brock. And you want to know what? I loved Brock. I really, really did. I didn't think I could love anybody more than my first son, and I do. And so Brock, since Stone was Taki, Brock's Takidoo. And so now I have two kids, and we stopped there because we were like, we're done. And, you know, my, you know, Lily was like ready to be closed up. It was like destroyed because both these kids have real big heads. But I got to tell you, man, having those two kids were probably the best thing I could ever do. You know, sometimes I wonder, should I have pursued surgery like I wanted to? And I had the board scores to do it. And, you know, and I was like, you know, I really loved surgery. But to be honest, I wanted to have kids, and having kids was the best thing ever. So happy birthday, Dr. You're 15 years old. I love you. Oh, you're my baby. All right, guys. All right. Let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOCTALLI, 1-877-DOCTALLI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, Blake, Nate, Kyle, and everybody back there for making the Dr. Dahlia Show happen. I have all men on deck sometimes for me. That's just how high maintenance my show is. So thank you all for the team of guys that we got working on my show. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Fix your radios. If ever my grammar is off, it's not me, it's the radio. Ain't that a shame? I gotta tell you, man, one of my favorite singers was Fats Domino. And we just found out that he passed away at the age of 89. Fats Domino, the rock and roll pioneer, pounding piano, baritone. He also did, I found my thrill. on Blueberry Hill, if I could sing it correctly. Probably not with that accent. But he passed away of natural causes. And was one of my favorite singers. Mark Bone, chief investigator for Jefferson Parish, Louisiana Coroner's Office, said he died of natural causes early yesterday. His daughter said he was surrounded by family and friends and died peacefully the previous day from Nolens. There's going to not be an autopsy. His body has been released to a funeral home. He was 5 feet 5 foot tall, weighed more than 200 pounds when he was at his highest in popularity, had that boyish smile, and he sold more than 110 million records. And I guess he was one of the first 10 honorees named in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he just was a phenomenal artist, and he'll be missed. Wow. And then also, we lost this week one of my favorite actors, Robert Guglielmi. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but Benson. We all remember him as Benson. He also died at the age of 89. However, he battled prostate cancer. He passed away at his home yesterday in Los Angeles, according to his widow. He was known as, he had his own show, Benson. He was the butler in Soap. Remember that show, Soap? I loved it. Da, 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 da. It was great. It was like a comedic soap opera. It was hilarious, and that's where I think he rose to fame. He was also, I believe, in the first all-black version of Guys and Dolls. He earned a Tony nomination in 1977. He was also the first African-American to sing the title role of Phantom of the Opera, and he appeared in an all-white cast in Los Angeles. So he was definitely a groundbreaker and a trendsetter when it came to Hollywood. He was in a lot of movies, and he also was in The Lion King, I believe. He played the magical monkey that helped little Simba become the king. And so, you know, very, very talented, battling prostate cancer. But, I mean, look at this. We have two African-American men who passed at the age of 89. And, you know, we talk about life expectancy, and African-American men are usually behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, more so than African-American women, white men, white women, Hispanic men, Hispanic women. And look at how we are able to increase, you know, the longevity and the life expectancy. And Fats Doll, you know, Benson, he appeared to be in good shape, you know, flat stomach, good, you know, he appeared to really keep his weight. Fats Domino, no. Fats Domino was 5'5", 200 pounds, and still he lived to 89. So if there's any, you know, silver lining to seeing what happened with these two is, you know, black men are living longer. You know, black women, white men, white women, we, Hispanic, Latino, Native American, we Asian, we are living longer, and it's phenomenal, especially with African Americans and prostate cancer. Prostate cancer, there was a study that came out a while back saying do not mess around with black men when it comes to prostate cancer. This watch and wait ideology may not be the best, because prostate cancer could be more aggressive in an African American. And so my guess is without the prostate cancer, Robert Guglielmi, if I pronounced it right, probably could have lived longer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is going to be very disturbing to you all. This just made headlines. Do you guys remember Black Dahlia? All right, people think I was named after Black Dahlia. Lord have mercy, no, I wasn't. I was named after Dahlia Levy, an actress. But the Black Dahlia was basically the murder of Elizabeth Short, a 22-year-old aspiring actress who was found gruesomely murdered in 1947 in Los Angeles. Her body was completely cut in half. Stomach was filled with feces. Her body was completely drained of blood. And the murder had not been ever really officially solved. And I guess she even had a Joker smile carved in her face, etc. And there was some discussion that there was some cover-up, etc. Well, now they're saying that it has been solved. 70 years later, after an exhaustive investigation, author and legal sleuth Pew Eatwell exposes why the truth never came out, I guess. And from what we understand, the murderer was a pimp. Now, it was a sadistic murder, and this was somebody that unfortunately not only murdered her but assaulted her as well. They believe that the reason why her body was severed is the murderer wanted to see how far he could penetrate her body and see it from the other side. Very disgusting. This just, she had lacerations to the face, blows to the head. It appeared that she was still alive, and maybe it was the blows to the head that killed her. And then the trunk of her body completely severed. And I'm looking at pictures right now of her body laying there on the side of the road. Just disturbing. But they believe that it was a man by the name of Dylan. And he was a pimp. And that's kind of the latest on this. He was connected to a prostitution network and a pimp, and was an errand boy for Mark Hansen. He had worked briefly in a mortuary and knew how to make a cut in the leg of a corpse to bleed it out, and how to insert a tube to drain the blood. Now, apparently, Elizabeth Short was the third of five girls, and she was raised in Medford, Massachusetts, worked in Boston, and then, she was an aspiring actress. And so this is the latest in the case, and they believe they cracked the case. Not sure why it took this long, but just gruesome and horrifying. So we had crazies back then. I mean, just absolute crazies. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me skip. I got to find some positive news, because there is just... I don't want to talk about anybody else dying. Let's talk about this. Science has now figured out the best way to clean your apples. Now, I personally don't need to clean my apple. I think I prefer the pesticide taste. But most of us, what we do is we blow our breath onto the apple, and then we wipe it on our shirt, and then we take a bite. Do we wipe off the rest of the apple? No. Now, the EPA requires that apples be washed with a bleach solution for 2 minutes and thoroughly rinsed before they get sold to consumers. They say the bleach solution rinses the bacteria and the dirt, but it does not wash away the pesticides. So researchers led by Lily He, a chemist at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, set out to test three different washing styles. They sprayed Organogala apples with the fungicide thiobendazole and the insecticide Fosmet, because what they wanted to do was kind of have a clean slate and then put their own insecticides on it. These are EPA approved for use on apples. Then they let the fruit sit for 24 hours. Then they washed each apple with either plain water, a bleach solution, typically used, and then a solution of water with 1% baking soda. For each of the options, they tested a 2 and an 8-minute wash before rinsing each apple again. After 2 minutes, they say baking soda had removed more of the pesticides than the other two methods. And plain water was more effective than bleach solution. I don't think I want to eat an apple that was just soaked in bleach. Do you? They say the baking soda solution, it was only 1% baking soda, cleared off all the thiobendazole from the apple skins and 12 of all the Fosmet after 15 minutes. Okay, at that point, I don't even want to eat the apple anymore. I mean, if I see an apple, I'm going to want to sink my teeth into it. I'm not going to want to wait till all that. They said small amounts of pesticide had seeped through the apple skin and into the flesh, so even washing the fruit won't prevent you from low levels of chemical exposure. So they say thiobendazole and Fosmet might be toxic in large quantities. They are safe for human consumption at the levels usually for farming, according to the EPA. So they say wash them with a mixture of 1 teaspoon baking soda for every 2 cups of water. Also peel them to get out the pesticides that seeped in. All right, boy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, Evan writes on Facebook, Doc, quick question. I need to see a surgeon for my hernia, and my family doc referred me to someone he likes a lot, but I looked him up, and the reviews are horrible. Botched surgeries, double billing. So I asked my doc to refer me to someone else, and he won't. I found someone else with great reviews, and when I called a second time, I was told my doctor, quote, doesn't work with him. But he's my PCP, and I need his referral. What do I do? Should I threaten to leave his office? And he goes on. All right, so this is what stinks about the healthcare system. You are at the mercy of who your doctor wants to send you to. I mean, you are basically, you know, whatever happened to, you want to go and see a doctor, you get to go see him. Just go right up to his door and ask to be put on the list and sit in the waiting room and just see him. Why all this choreography and bureaucracy and red tape? But here's the thing. Okay, this seems simple at the outset. First of all, I really question those reviews, okay? If a doctor has had botched surgeries, and if a doctor double bills, and that's quote-unquote all over the internet, how is he still practicing? I would check with the medical board and see if there were any allegations against him. And if he has a clean record with the medical board, then I say those reviews are BS. Because if somebody is out there practicing and botches a surgery, the very first time that happens, trust me, all hell breaks loose. We have to let the medical board know if we've been sued. Most people that complain about a botched surgery will not only sue the doctor, but go after their license. Lawyers will recommend it too. So the medical board gets made very aware of any sort of issue such as that. Same thing with double billing. If somebody is billing and inappropriately billing, although with an insurance company, the thing is it's almost impossible to double bill. If you don't get paid by an insurance company and then you resubmit the claim, because the claim won't go out, if it's a paid claim, okay? So then the claim gets resubmitted and the insurance company says, oh, I paid you, but they're like, no, wait a second, nobody cashed a check. The insurance company works with you internally on that. Or if, let's say, the check gets sent to you while you billed a second time at the 30-day mark, then you cash the check, and then the second billing, the insurance company says you were paid on this date. So papers got crossed, mail got crossed. It's good. Nobody double pays. And if that does happen, if an insurance company makes a mistake, sometimes they do overpay, then they ask the money back, or they take it out of another patient's payment to you. So, you know, it's really difficult to be a doctor trying to charge and double bill an insurance company, because an insurance company will not pay twice. Now, again, and if those practices were happening, then whoever made that complaint would go to the medical board. Now, I don't know about other medical boards in other states, but in my state, the medical board investigates every complaint. So you get a letter, you show them your proof, what's going on, etc. Then they make a decision. So what I would do is, if this surgeon that this doctor works with, the reviews are quote-unquote horrible, double-check with the medical board. Then number two, is any doctor who's good and in his right mind would not use somebody who botches surgery? Because if the surgeon messes up, who do you think is dragged into the court case with him and sued as well? The family doc. And so you might want to have a conversation with him going, look, I know you like this person. This is the person you trust, and you put your license on the line for him, but he has all these bad reviews. Right? And then if, you know, he says, look, he has never hurt one of my patients in the 20 years I worked with him, then, you know, that's the problem with these reviews. It could be an ex-wife, an ex-boyfriend. It could be an ex-employee. There is no way to verify if those reviews are true. And everybody hates somebody in this world, and the easiest way to get back at them is to go online. Now, but here's the second problem. You found somebody else. And you found somebody else with great reviews, and your doctor, quote, doesn't work with him. Now, why is that? Okay? Now, somebody could say, oh, well, because kickbacks and bribes and no. I honestly, when it comes to, when it comes to being a primary care doctor, if there's a person that somebody doesn't work with, my first, and don't call me naive, but my first reason is I saw them get drunk, or I heard that they did a bad job on somebody. And then I will never work with that person. Yeah, I mean, I really get to know the specialists that I work with. I really do, because I want to know who's cutting on my patients. I want to know who I'm working with, because, again, if they screw up, not only will they hurt that patient, but they're going to hurt me in my practice, because then I get sued. So, you know, I would say do this. Have a sit down with the physician and find out why. If he doesn't give you concrete, now it's going to be very, very difficult, because doctors still don't like to talk bad about other doctors. Doctor won't say, oh, he perforated my patient during a colonoscopy. They really won't sit there and go into that detail. They may just say, no, I just don't work with them. But if they say something to the effect of, look, this other doctor, we have better patient outcomes. This other doctor never hurt a patient of mine, et cetera, et cetera. That's a little bit more, you know, relieving to hear. If they go, no, I don't work with him because he slept with my wife, then that's a whole other issue. That's a personal issue. And then again, you know, somebody with great reviews, what are these great reviews and who wrote the reviews? Did his mother, you know, did his sister, brother write the reviews? You know, so, you know, any doctor, you know, is going to tick somebody off. And so when you see somebody that has all great reviews, you start to scratch your head also. So, be careful with the reviews. And now, why, if you want to leave your PCP and leave your primary care doctor, you can. And the only reason why I would, you know, condone that and understand why you want to do that is your doctor's not giving you a good explanation. If your doctor's not going to sit and talk to you, that's why you don't see him. Not because he works with somebody and doesn't work with somebody else. That's not a reason to leave him. Because if he has a good relationship and he trusts somebody with the patients, then, you know, that's completely understandable. But if he won't get on the phone or if you see him in your office in a visit and he can't, you know, talk you through it, and all he says is, sorry, this is who I work with, if you don't like it, leave. Yeah, then leave. But, you know, if he gives you a good reason, you know, and, you know, you can even say, look, I just am getting a funny feeling about this. Do you have anybody else? Okay, if you don't like this other person, who is somebody else I could research? But I'm scared. And you have every right to be scared. But like I said, when it comes to double billing, it's almost impossible because insurance companies will never pay twice. Charging the patient, you're only allowed to charge the patient what's on the EOB. Right? Now, some insurance companies just write off the whole thing, and doctors may have a financial policy saying, look, if an insurance company just decides to write it off, you know, you agree that you will still pay me for my time. That's still not double billing because they didn't get paid from the insurance company. So, you know, it's tricky terminology. But when I hear botched surgeries and double billing, I immediately go to the medical board website and see, you know, what is going on. Is this person's license, has it been suspended, has it been, and when they have a completely clear record with the medical board, then these are fake reviews. And it's a shame because you guys may be really losing out on a good surgeon. We had another patient, same thing, they didn't want to go to a good surgeon. And why? Because it was reviews, and it was because, you know, the patient got mad because they got a bill or got sent to collections. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As if this world can't get any crazier, and if news can't be any more chalkboard screeching, we are being told that President George H.W. Bush has been accused of sexual assault and has had to make an apology for it. I mean, the news just is getting crazier. And expect more. We are going to now be hearing more and more cases of people who we know and who we either loved or, you know, revered or didn't love or revere, sexually assaulting. And this, I'm sure many of you guys have heard, this allegation comes from actress Heather Lind. Now, for those of you who don't know who Heather Lind is, Heather Lind, she's actually an excellent actress. She was in that show, Turn Washington Spies. Did you guys see that, that AMC show? It's actually, if you haven't seen it, it's really fascinating. It really goes through the history to a T of George Washington using spies to help fight the Revolutionary War. And she plays a female spy, and, you know, she has an accent and big eyes, and I don't think she's the most attractive actress, but she does a good job. She's a good actress. And she claims that 4 years ago, she posed for a photo with George H.W. Bush and wife Barbara Bush, as well as some other castmates, promoting the AMC show Turn Washington Spies. And she wrote on Instagram yesterday that former President Bush sexually assaulted her. She said he touched her, quote, from behind his wheelchair with his wife Barbara Bush by his side, and then told her a dirty joke, and then touched her again. Lind claimed that Barbara Bush rolled her eyes at Bush as if to say, quote, not again. So, I think the post has been deleted. According to the post, a nearby security guard told Lind that she shouldn't have stood next to him for the photo. A representative for Bush, who is now, by the way, 93 years old and in a wheelchair, and he was in a wheelchair then, said that the former president might have erred in his, quote, attempt at humor. The spokesperson says President Bush would never, under any circumstance, intentionally cause anyone distress, and he most sincerely apologizes if his attempt at humor offended Miss Lind. Now, I thought that was a very interesting statement. They aren't denying that he grabbed her butt twice. They're actually saying it was an ill attempt at humor. Not that George H.W. Bush was ever considered the comedian. I don't think we, you know, ever found him to be a funny man. I think we liked, you know, the Gipper's jokes a lot more than his. But this is, oh my gosh, oh wow. You know, I mean, on one end, we have to put a stop to this, you know, being grabbed when you don't need to be grabbed, you know, being able to stand, you know, having a photo and you know, trying to do that without being, you know, assaulted is supposed to be a freedom that we have. But then on the flip side, I don't know, I mean, part of me, having been grabbed and, you know, butt grabbed and boob grabbed and, you know, all the different things that have happened to me, you know, I might let a president touching my butt slide. I don't want to say that to other people. I don't want to say anything is okay, but the guy is old. He's in a wheelchair. He might have some sort of dementia. I just don't know if I would have brought it up 4 years later. You know, maybe I would have brought it up then. Maybe I would have, you know, made a stink then about it. But to bring it up now, 4 years later, saying, look, let me get some news also. And again, I don't want to sit here and insult Miss Lind. She's a great actress, and she has every right to be upset about what happened. But I don't know. I think now everybody and their mother is going to come out and be very open about what happened to them, but we're going to have a difficult time going, was this true or was it not? And, you know, older men, we've talked about this on the show, being a doctor and a resident and a medical student, I can't tell you how many times patients grab my butt. And, you know, they were older men, and they only one female touched my breast. One female patient did, and she was younger. But usually any of these assaults, so to speak, were done by men and older men. And when I would look at them to tell them to stop, they would act demented. And I'm like, wait a second, you turned your head awfully fast, you know, and then stared off into space. And it was like, all right, you got away with this one. And even though it's wrong, and I might have wanted to, you know, smack him across the face, I was like, you want to know what? My butt's big. You know, it's in the way. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. But I don't want to say that in terms of, you know, nobody should report. Absolutely report. You get assaulted. You get touched. You want to smack somebody across the face. In fact, if Lind smacked George H.W. Bush across the face the day that happened, I wouldn't have had a problem with that. If your butt gets grabbed twice, go ahead. You have every right to reflex. But 4 years later, coming out saying, look, he grabbed my butt. You know, I just don't, I don't know. I just wonder if there's, you know, I just don't know how that benefits others. You know, and it's, you know, it's a shame. Now, on the flip side, if this is what the former president is doing, if he's butt grabbing, then his Secret Service needs to do what Bill Clinton's Secret Service does. Form a screen around the president, okay? Try to have some separation so there's no fondling accidentally happening. And, what is it too? Okay, what is it about older men and butt grabbing? Is it that, you know, they're taking advantage, you know, because they could play the victim, you know, play being demented? Or do we, when we get old, do we lose our sexual appropriateness? And I think it's both. You know, looking at the latter, remember how, you know, I talk about how we're animals and things like that, and how, you know, sometimes little boys will sit there and play with themselves and they don't realize they're doing it, you know, in front of mom or whatever, because they don't understand, you know, but they're like, well, it's a toy, whatever. Well, older men may kind of do the same thing. You know, once they start to go through any sort of dementia or whatever, they may be like, okay, well, why am I wearing pants? This makes no sense. If I have to pee, why am I wearing pants? So some of them will take off their clothes. Some of them, if they see something they want to touch, they'll touch it. Whether it's a flower, whether it's a breast, whether it's a, you know, and you're like, no, 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 you can't do that in society. You're not supposed to. Remember, when dementia takes over, you start going more to your animalistic ways. You may not want to eat with a fork and spoon. You may want to eat with your hand. You know, you may not hold in your farts. You may want to just, I mean, like, why? Why am I holding it in? Well, because in society, that's what we do. So as people start to get demented, or as people start to age and maybe start to lose or not care about societal norms. You know, I got to tell you, I haven't tooted in public since I was in that modeling class when I was like 3 or 5. I forget how old I was. And it was embarrassing then, but kind of funny to me. But I got to tell you, the first time I just let it rip in public, I'll probably go, you want to know what? That wasn't a bad thing. I didn't get arrested. You know, nobody shot me. So what? I farted. And that's when I think we realize when we're older that we can just fart in public. I'm kind of looking forward to that day. 1-877 Doc Bella, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.